Hello, everybody. Hi, Dr. Magic. How does everyone feel today? I've got a special cure for you for only $29.99. Hey, friends, this is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast network on the talk feed. And the topic is Magic on Magic, the podcast where I am always on topic. Well, quite a week it has been. Yes, quite a week has it been. as I'm sure many of my fellow members know, I am now a member of the moderator staff on AboveTopSecret.com. And what a hoot. Wow, this is fun. Hey, we should make everyone on the board should be a moderator. I think that'd be great. You know, then we could like slap warrants on each other and have band fights. That'd be so cool. But, yeah, maybe not. So what's it like? You know, so anyway, this is Magic on Magic. And actually, I'm probably going to do some other podcasts. In fact, it's me, right? So I know I'm going to do some other podcasts on what it's like to be a moderator and all that kind of stuff. By the way, what's going on here is I live out in kind of the boonies, and every once in a while my ISP connection just goes out. They're on, I think it's like a microwave relay or something, and when the weather gets bad or whatever, it just the connection drops out. You know, I follow it, I ping things, you know, I do trace routes just to see where the signal ends, and it always ends, hey, quest. Q-W-E-S-T, get your act together, people. Hello. All right, enough of that. And my poor little podunk ISP out here is trying to get secondary backbone, but we're out here, you know. So we take what we can get. So when the backbone's down, I have to do something other than troll ATS. And I'm telling you, friends, there ain't a lot to do around here. I mean, most of the cows have been tipped, and, you know, most of the cream has been stolen off the top of the milk on the doorstep. So it's pretty much just down to podcasting or trolling ATS. So anyway, sorry, I've been keeping some weird hours. So I became a moderator on, it was on Monday, the 20th of March, 2006. So let that stand as a day of ignominy, you know, Magic becomes a moderator. And I've been moderating left and right on ATS, let me tell you. I've been having a ball. It is so much fun. It's like, you know, where ATS is kind of like the, you know, the addictive cocaine of internet forums. The moderator element of it, you know, and I must say the moderator forum is like the crack cocaine, the pure, refined, highly addictive version. So, yes, I'm hooked. I am hopelessly hooked. I've just been moderating up a storm all week. And, you know, I should probably just have a new podcast series called Magic's Manic Moderator Monologues. Yeah, I'll have to look into that. So I'm sure, you know, for anyone that, and, you know, for fellow members that haven't, you know, don't know, I mean, what's it like to be a moderator on AboveTopSecret.com? It's cool. You get all these extra buttons, and you can go around banning people. And yeah, that's right. I'm the deputy in this here town, and it looks like you're violating the jaywalking ordinance there. Yeah. yes, fear Officer Magic. No. In fact, you know, I know mods get accused of this all the time, but man, if you went around with that kind of attitude, you would be demodded. And believe me, that's not a painless procedure, I'm sure. You know, you would be demodded, nothing flat. I mean, you know, the owners of AboveTopSecret.com will not tolerate moderators walking around and giving members a hard time. Now, of course, what a hard time is varies, you know. Oh, and of course, I'm sure many people are wondering, you know, what's in the Cosmic Forum, you know, the moderators only forum. Well, I'm going to tell you everything. And everything that I can tell you is this: nothing. Yeah, we don't talk about what's in Cosmic. And it's not because it's like, oh, that's where all the secret government files and everything like that. No, it's just that's not the way it works. That's a place where moderators talk. And that's it. Moving right along. So how many people have I banned? I've been a moderator for what, like 4 days now. So I must have quite a body count, right? Nope, haven't banned anybody. I haven't even thrown out any warns yet. I don't, you know, I'm new at this, and I don't want to give people warnings if they make an honest mistake, you know, and that's just, no, I'm not going to do that. I mean, you know, I know some people might think it's the moderator's job to go around slinging warnings, but that's not the ATS philosophy, at least not from what I'm seeing. You know, all the senior mods and everything like that are very careful about what they do, and they've always got a good reason for what they do. And, yeah, I'm sure I'm going to have to give people warrants, but, you know, I'm going to make sure they earn them first. You got to earn warrants from me. If you get a warrant from me, you can consider that. I don't know if you'd call it the job well done, but you could definitely consider it a sign of accomplishment. So who will be first? Could it be you? Watch out. Oh, and of course, you know, every mod has their own little peeve. Mine is quoting. You know, quotes, excessive quoting entire posts when you don't have to and stuff like that. So one of my big things this week has been going around and editing out those quotes and leaving little links on your, you know, in people. Yeah. And by the way, I don't want people to get the wrong idea about that. And by the, just in, well, okay, talking about the quotes, if I edit your post and I put a little link in there, please do not take that like some kind of personal insult. That's not what it is, you know? And yeah, okay, then you get the little edit tag on there and you got a link in your post. And it's sort of like, you know, the scarlet letter. But no. Well, the reason I do that is the reason I put those links in there is I want other members who may wonder what's going on to be able to hit that link and they can go right to the place that talks about the policy. And all these policies are part of the terms and conditions of AboveTopSecret.com. All moderator actions have to be supported by the terms and conditions. If I go out and I just make some judgment call and say, well, I don't think so-and-so should have said this. Well, hey, if this doesn't, you know, if what that member posted is not in violation of terms and conditions and I take some action based on that, I'm subject to disciplinary action. Moderators that don't follow the terms and conditions above top secret are not going to, you're not going to be a moderator very long if you don't follow the TNC as a moderator. So just saying, you know, and, so anyway, and you know, that's the thing. My strategy is I want to make sure I'm a member first. And a moderator second, you know, and that's my attitude. I don't look at it like, oh, I'm the thin, yeah. Okay, people can joke about the thin blue line between order, whatever, you know, but I look at it as I'm a member and I want to help my fellow members, you know, and if there's a problem of some kind, you know, and we all have problems. None of us is perfect. I've violated the TNC left and right. We all do. Everybody does, even the owners. Everybody breaks a TNC now and then. So, you know, it's not all about some kind of religious jihad. What it is we're just helping each other to make AboveTopSecret.com a better place for everybody. And, you know, think about it. I mean, I know a lot of people complain about Nazi mods and the terms and conditions stifling free speech. Well, look around the freaking board. Come on. Does anyone who actually, you know, reads AboveTopSecret.com, does anyone actually think people can't say what they want on this board? I mean, it's, you know, watch the potty mouth. There's certain things you can't do. Don't post copyrighted material. You're not supposed to. Don't post porn, you know, don't post propaganda, including Nazi propaganda. And by the way, it's not just Nazi propaganda, but, you know, so don't be a troll. Don't go, you know, these troll organizations that come on and try and storm the board. No, don't do that. You know, your opinions are welcome. You know, your information is welcome. Your research is welcome. All these things are welcome. And really, a lot of stuff that people might not think is welcome as long as it abides by the terms and conditions. It's cool. So that's the attitude. And, you know, I could go off on a long diatribe. Anyway, this is actually supposed to be about me. So I've been having a lot of fun as a moderator. And you know, one of the things I want to tell people out there, my fellow members, is, you know, I'm not your boss. I'm just another member that can edit posts and throw out some warrants. But, you know, that's it. That's it. And as a moderator, my philosophy is I just want to, you know, try and help fellow members be better members, you know, and being a better member means doing, you know, following the terms and conditions, because those, you know, the terms and conditions establish the standards for our community, and they're quite reasonable. They're not that hard, and I know most members haven't read them, okay? Who wants to read through the terms and conditions? I hear you, man. I hear you, and, you know, I'm not going to get on people's cases for not doing it, but if you don't read the terms and conditions, you run the risk of violating them. And whenever you do, moderator can come along and slap something on you, a warrant or whatever. And you may not even realize that you might do something that's seriously wrong. You might not think that pornographic image will get you banned. Well, guess what? It sure can. It happens. You know, people post their prawn, you know, and bam, they're gone. And that's horrible when that happens. And that's another thing. You know, joke about bans and stuff like that. AboveTopSecret.com does not ban people lightly. I mean, you should see the discussions behind the scenes. Holy crap. I mean, you really got to work at it to get banned from AboveTopSecret.com. And, you know, we really try and cut people as much slack as possible. So anyway, that's kind of my report. And, you know, any member out there, send me a U2U if you're ever, you know, worried about what I'm doing or you feel like you're getting picked on by anybody or whatever, let me know, you know. And also, if you disagree with any of my actions that I take as a moderator, just tell me. I promise I won't take offense. Even if you get cheeky, it's okay. We all have bad days. So anyway, we're going into 11 minutes here, and that's, you know, blah. Who even listens to these things? Anyway, this has been Moderator Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com talk feed. And until next time, be well, friends, and trim those quotes.